Family Post recommends polite conversation on topics like the weather. But the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's magazine, The Lutheran Witness, is no Emily Post. Go to cph.org/trylutheranwitness for a special offer of $6.99 for 6 issues and receive the March issue covering controversial topics like climate change, overpopulation, and the intersection of science and theology. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective. cph.org/trylutheranwitness.
It is that time. We have come to the end of a broadcast week, live this Friday, March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day. And we have assembled our sound bites, 1, 2, 3, 4, one from Rebecca Curtis on God's justice in mercy, a second one from Dr. Diane Medved on the ripple effect of divorce, a third from Dr. Scott Murray on liberal Lutheranism's view of freedom, and the fourth soundbite, Pastor Chris Roseborough on the Shack author's theology. We're going to play them for you, and after you've heard them, it's your turn in the game. You give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And your votes will decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. As a little incentive to vote, we are giving away both the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. And because it's St. Patrick's Day, we're also going to give away Pastor Will Whedon's excellent devotional resource called Celebrating the Saints. That includes a brief devotion and explanation of the Church's observation of St. Patrick on this St. Patrick's Day. 1-877-623-6943, and phone call voters get to vote first. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Rebecca Curtis on God's justice in mercy.
This is something we can see as Christians. How does our Lord deal with our sin? When Adam and Eve are in the garden, does he just, you know, say, look, I think based on this experience, we've all learned how bad this was, and they just walk away with this heightened consciousness of who God truly is, and that's the end of it. No, they will surely die, just like he said. But the punishment is maybe not what we had expected up front, right? This is the same thing the certain says. You'll not surely die. And we can see that in a way they don't. They don't die on the spot. They don't die that day. But they still die. They are still subject to the consequences of their sin. The Lord puts them under church discipline. But he also provides a way out. And in his showing mercy, it doesn't vacate justice. It still fulfills justice. He himself pays the price. He doesn't pass it on to some unaffiliated third party. Say, I don't want to be the bad guy here. I forgive you guys. It's no big deal. Moving on. No, that's not just. You can't have mercy if you've gutted justice in the process.
That is soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis talking about God's justice in mercy. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or send your vote via Twitter at issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Dr. Diane Medved. We were talking with her about a divorce and avoiding divorce based on her new book, Don't Divorce. Here she is on the ripple effect of divorce.
Well, the thing is that in our culture, we're told that the grass is going to be greener and that you're going to easily find a replacement, or if you're suffering, that you should just get out and claim your independence. Well, the truth is that what you go through to have that divorce is permanently damaging for yourself, for your children, for your parents, for everyone in your world, and our culture. So in the end, the ruinous ripples that occur as a result of your divorce are usually much worse than just trying to fix the marriage and regain your equilibrium.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Diane Medved on the ripple effect of divorce. 1-877-623-6943 is the number you call to vote for it. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can send us a tweet with your vote at IssuesETC. Send us an email with your vote, talkback at IssuesETC.org, or leave your vote at the space we have left at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number three this week comes from Dr. Scott Murray. We were talking with him about liberal Lutheranism and God's law, and an attendant subject is liberal Lutheranism's view of freedom.
Well, Christian freedom becomes license. You know, Paul in Galatians 5, I just read it this morning, you know, that do not let your freedom become an occasion to indulge the flesh. And so freedom already, I think, in the 60s, and, you know, we had a kind of pop view of freedom, free love, don't, you know, make love, don't make war, that kind of thought, you know, is still freedom for my personal self, a fulfillment, me discovering myself, which for the Christian, I think, is really just the freedom of self-indulgence. And, you know, you can see why our culture thinks this is absolutely fabulous and puts pressure on the church to see freedom in precisely these ethically compromising ways. The devil is deeply appreciative of this kind of theology. And we think we're going to remain relevant or significant if we can make common cause with the culture. And what's happening now, of course, is many people are abandoning completely the church because they can't see the difference between the church and the culture. Why bother with that Sunday morning ritual when, in fact, it's tending in the same direction as the world around us?
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Scott Murray, on liberal Lutheranism's view of freedom. Vote for that one if you like, or the other three soundbites of the week by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback at IssuesETC.org is our email address, our Twitter address, at IssuesETC. And our Facebook fan page where we have left space for your votes, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Get ready to vote. Soundbite number four is right up. And after that, we'll take your votes. It's soundbite number four with Pastor Chris Rosebro on the Shack Author's Theology.
William Paul Young is a false teacher and a heretic, and sound doctrine matters. He's also an idolater. The God that he believes in is not the God of Scripture, although he says he believes in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What he means by Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and what he's done for us, totally different than what Scripture says. And the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 makes it explicitly clear that those who come to us and bring a different Jesus, a different God, a different spirit, and a different gospel, that that their end is eternity in the lake of fire. And we are not to listen to them. We are to be absolutely intolerant of those who bring us a different theology than the theology and doctrine of Scripture. And William Paul Young is an extremely dangerous, subtle Bible twister who's not bringing to you what Scripture says. He's bringing to you a theology crafted in his own heart, and that heart is just black as wicked as it gets.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Rosebro, mincing no words about the Shack Author's Theology. Those are the four sound bites. You can vote for any of them that you like for whatever reason. We do want to know your reason. So when you vote, if you email or tweet or vote at our Facebook fan page, we need to know who you are, where you're voting, and why you're voting for the sound bite you're voting for. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Our Twitter address, at IssuesETC. And our in-studio email address, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after the break.
Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love. Do you long for a church where the gospel of the sinner's free justification is front and center, and yet where a robust sacramental life is confessed and lived? Do you long for a church that rejoices in the sacred scriptures as the sole basis for the church's teaching and proclamation, yet values and listens to the witness of the ancient fathers and councils? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We are what you've been looking for. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find the Church page at issuesetc.org.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. Issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Casting Christ's net on the internet. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that you can listen to our 24/7 talk and music stations using Amazon Echo? All you have to do is say, Alexa, play Lutheran Public Radio.
Lutheran Public Radio.
Or, Alexa, play Lutheran Talk Radio.
Lutheran Talk Radio.
Own thing, you know, there's this recognition that unrighteous mammon.
Lutheran music, Lutheran talk, anytime, day or night, on Amazon Echo.
Dr. John Warwick Montgomery says, a secular world desperately needs thinking, rational Christians. This month, read more from Dr. Montgomery and other experts on science and theology by subscribing to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's The Lutheran Witness. Visit cph.org/trylutheranwitness for a special offer of $6.99 for 6 issues. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective. cph.org/trylutheranwitness.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live on this St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th. We are giving away the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. And because it's St. Patrick's Day and we're playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, we'll also give away a copy of Pastor Will Whedon's book, Celebrating the Saints, to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And the final 10 minutes of this week's programming is dedicated entirely to your votes for soundbite of the week. And your opportunity to win both the LPR bundle package and Celebrating the Saints. Our call-in number to vote, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our email to vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address to vote, @issuesetc. And you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis on God's justice in mercy? Soundbite number two, Dr. Diane Medved on the ripple effect of divorce. Soundbite number three, Scott Murray on liberal Lutheranism's view of freedom. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough on the Shack author's theology. 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to Massachusetts, where Marla is waiting on the line. Hi, Marla.
Hi, how are you doing today, Todd?
Doing well.
Thank you. Good. I haven't called you for a while, so I'm a little nervous for some reason. I like Chris Roseborough. I always love to hear him, but I'm going today with Janet Medved about the ripple effect of divorce. People are just willy-nilly divorcing for all kinds of crazy reasons, but the children are completely harmed. They're so harmed in this. I've seen several instances of a mother leaving the family, the whole family. I've seen another instance of the mother leaving the family and then coming back for one of the kids that her favorite. And the father said, no, absolutely not. You've done enough. And then I've seen the parent who left be surprised when the children aren't compassionate with the parent, with their new spouse. And the divorcing parent is, why doesn't my child, why don't they have any consolation for me if the new spouse dies? I've also seen a child of divorce who was violently attacked someone because of the rage he felt since he was 5 years old when his mother just walked out on him. people are so selfish. They just don't care about their children. They just want their own satisfaction. And it's just, we've got generations of kids now divorced who, some don't want to be married at all. Some don't want children. It's the ripple effect is just completely devastating.
Well, Marla, thank you so much. And thanks for listening in Massachusetts. That's a vote for soundbite number two. Dr. Diane Medved, the ripple effect of divorce. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one is Rebecca Curtis, God's Justice in Mercy. Soundbite number two, Dr. Diane Medved, The Ripple Effect of Divorce. Soundbite number three, Dr. Scott Murray, The Liberal Lutheran View of Freedom. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough on the Shack Authors Theology in Indiana. Scott's on the line. Hi, Scott.
Hi. My vote's for number three, Pastor Murray. I got to say, you guys always make it difficult because all of those were good soundbites. I vote for Pastor Murray. First of all, he's a pastor at my son's church in Memorial in Houston. But I appreciated what he said about the passage from Galatians about freedom and people interpreting it, especially the liberal Lutherans and other church bodies interpreting that to say it's okay for evolution or sexual morality or no matter what. Even today, I looked at the articles in the newspaper, and there was somebody that said, well, the church said that evolution is okay, so it must be okay. And the same thing goes with morality. So I guess that's why I would vote for Pastor Murray, number three.
All right, Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Indiana. That's a vote for soundbite number three, Dr. Scott Murray, Liberal Lutheranism's View of Freedom. Well, with a tie, I think it usually falls to me to break the tie. And I got to go with soundbite number three, Dr. Scott Murray's on Liberal Lutheranism's View of Freedom, and recommend a book if you want to hear more and really get the depth of Dr. Murray's teaching on this. He's got a book called Law, Life, and the Living God. It's available from Concordia Publishing House. Just call him 1-800-325-3040. You must read that book. So here's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes and my tiebreaker. Soundbite number three, Dr. Scott Murray on Liberal Lutheranism's View of Freedom.
Well, Christian freedom becomes license. You know, Paul in Galatians 5, I just read it this morning, you know, that do not let your freedom become an occasion to indulge the flesh. And so freedom already, I think, in the 60s, and, you know, we had a kind of pop view of freedom, free love, don't, you know, make love, don't make war, that kind of thought, you know, is still freedom for my personal self, a fulfillment, me discovering myself, which for the Christian, I think, is really just the freedom of self-indulgence. And, you know, you can see why our culture thinks this is absolutely fabulous and puts pressure on the church to see freedom in precisely these ethically compromising ways. The devil is deeply appreciative of this kind of theology, and we think we're going to remain relevant or significant if we can make common cause with the culture. And what's happening now, of course, is many people are abandoning completely the church because they can't see the difference between the church and the culture. Why bother with that Sunday morning ritual when, in fact, it's tending in the same direction as the world around us?
That is the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number three, Dr. Scott Murray on Liberal Lutheranism's View of Freedom. The LPR bundle package goes to Scott in Indiana. If you'll send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback at issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. has been brought to you this week in part by Luther Academy. You can find out more about this confessionally Lutheran worldwide mission outreach at lutheracademy.com. Be sure to request their free online newsletter and learn more. Serving Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth, lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to find out why Noni Darwish chose biblical values over Islamic values. We'll look forward to Sunday morning talking with Dr. Carl Fikencher about Jesus healing a blind man in John chapter 3. And we'll continue our series on Lutheran identity with Dr. Alvin Schmidt. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Emily finally had to face the truth. Her church choir was a mess.
Katie Schuerman from her new audiobook, House of Living Stones.
Sure, they'd managed to turn out a few decent choral offerings for Sunday worship every now and then, but their confidence and morale were presently hanging lower than pants on a wrapper.
You can purchase and download an audio version of the novel House of Living Stones at Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. House of Living Stones by Katie Schuerman.
The third commandment teaches us to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. We do this when we hold God's word sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Jesus invites the weak and heavy laden to rest in him, our true rest, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. This weekend, rest in Jesus as you hear his word and receive his gifts. If you are in Southern Illinois, you're invited to join Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstatt to rest in the grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Learn more at trinitymillstatt.org.